Horses are herbivores, which means that they eat grass. Genetically related to the zebra and the ass. Horses sprang from Cohippus 50 million years ago. Now there's many, many breeds of horses that we know. There's Lipizzaner, Highlanders, Arabians, and Frisians. Dartmoor ponies, Halflingers, and also Andalusians. Connemara, Oldenburg, Westphalia, and Mecklenburg, and lots of other special breeds of which I've never heard. Horses are for riding, though they're hard to get on. They're also fine for hauling stuff or plowing or to bet on. Horses are remarkable for all the things they do. And if you need a horse, it's a breed of horse that's certain to suit you. Cold blood, hot blood, warm blood horses from each continent and nation. Varied in their temperament and color, size, and conformation. Standard bred's a pacing horse, thoroughbred's a racing horse. And a horse crossed with a zebra is a creature they call a zorse. There's hunting horses, jumping horses, horses for all kinds of jobs. Brahmans, hacks, and Percherons, and stocky, sturdy little cobs. Cowboys ride a quarter horse, for cattle the best sort of horse. And in the Shetland Islands, they ride a shorter horse. Appaloosas and Criollos, Pinos, Morgans, Pasifinos, Missouri Fox Trotter, and the Mustang, and the Palomino. Tennessee's a walking horse, Mr. Ed's a talking horse, and finally there's a mule, which is a stubborn, kind of balking horse. Yodeling, yodeling, yodeling. Horses first came to this land from places in the east. Fancy stockings, coats, and shoes makes them a handsome beast. Horses come in colors, not just black and white or brown. And if you start to name them, you can really go to town. There's Amber Classic, Gold Champagne, Buckskin, Chestnut, Dun and Bay, Claybank Cream and Dunalino, Silver Dapple, Dapple Gray, Tobiano and Overo, Sooty Sorrow, Taffy 2, Rabicano, Flaxen, and Cromello, just to name a few. Some folks ride on horses, call themselves equestrians, preferring that alternative to being mere pedestrians. Horses have anatomies like other living things, of course, with special names for special things that help make a horse a horse. There's pole and pasture and girth and withers, point of shoulder, mane and cannon, hoof or muzzle, dock and tendon, croup and crest, loin and coffin, flank and stifle, gasket and fetlock, coronet, heel and forelock, and all the pieces in between connect him from head to hock. Lipizzaner, Highlanders, Arabians, and Frisians, Dartmoor ponies, Halflingers, and also Andalusians, Connemara, Oldenburg, Westphalia, and Mecklenburg, and lots of other special breeds of which I've never heard. There's cold blood, hot blood, warm blood horses from each continent and nation, varied in temperament and color, size, and conformation. Standard bred's a pacing horse, thoroughbred's a racing horse. A horse crossed with a zebra is a creature they call a zorse. Hunting horses, jumping horses, horses for all kinds of jobs. Brahmans, hacks, and Percherons, and stocky, sturdy little cobs. Cowboys ride a quarter horse, for cattle the best sort of horse. And in the Shetland Islands, they ride a shorter horse. There's Appaloosas and Criollos, Pinos, Morgans, Pasifinos, Missouri Foxtrotter, and the Mustang, and the Palomino. Tennessee's a walking horse, Mr. Ed's a talking horse. Finally, there's a mule, which is a stubborn, kind of balking horse. There's so much more that could be said about the horse and how it's bred. A noble beast from hoof to head, array for the great quadruped.